Bachelor Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
512 News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Traffic still kind of moving along here. Austin's going to be around in a second with the traffic and weather update for us. Don't forget about the summer concert series, Bands on the Beach. Continuing tonight with Disco Kiss. The curtain rises on the Casino Beach Pavilion stage at 7. Bring along your beach chair and blankets. Just leave the pets and the glass at home. Okay, let's go ahead and dive into the top three trending stories this afternoon.
Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, in a recent report by Vacasa, they're one of the country's top vacation rental companies. Navarre's now ranked as one of the best places in the U.S. for vacation home buyers. Vacasa ranked Navarre as the sixth best destination out of 25 states. Well, construction continues along West Main Street as the city installs storm water pipes and is currently in its final design phase. Other improvements include road surfacing and the installation of new lights for both walkers and drivers. FDOT holding a meeting at City Hall. This will happen next Tuesday, not tonight, next Tuesday, beginning 5:30. The meeting is open to the public to share any improvement suggestions or concerns about the design's final blueprints. And I do like this. New life-saving devices been installed along Pensacola Beach. This is all thanks to the Gulf Breeze Rotary Club. The organization installed 40 rescue tubes for emergencies. The tube is a portable flotation device that anybody can on shore can grab and quickly throw to a struggling swimmer. According to the Rescue Tube Foundation, drowning is a third leading cause of unintentional deaths worldwide.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
All righty. The Republican Party of Florida expanding its registration advantage over the Democratic Party to more than 1.21 million voters. Republicans, who now hold all statewide offices and supermajorities in the Florida legislature, have steadily increased their lead in voter registration after historically trailing.
Okay. The suspect in the second assassination attempt against President Trump, of course, if you remember, this was during last year's campaign, back in federal court in Florida today. Eben Brown tells us more from Miami.
Ryan Wesley Ruth and his lawyers were back in federal court in Fort Pierce, Florida. Ruth is accused of hiding in the shrubs at the Trump International Golf Club in West Palm Beach, intending to shoot and kill President Trump, then a candidate, as he golfed last September. The defense is now claiming that the FBI forensics on the firearm recovered from Ruth didn't test the gun's range of fire, meaning the federal prosecutors can't prove intent to kill. The defense will get a chance to examine the firearm and other evidence next week. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
We'll continue with your state notes in just a moment, but first is traffic and weather updates brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Do have some backups on North Davis Highway if you're traveling northbound towards I-10. Also, if you're trying to get off of I-110 onto North Davis, we've got some issues on the off-ramp there. Got some backups developing on 9 Mile Road. This is going to be if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. And last but not least, on Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, we got some issues there. As for the weather, sitting at around 79 degrees, low of 53 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be a high of 76, low of 56.
News Radio 92.3, Congressman Byron Donalds has collected a significant number of state endorsements in his bid to become the 47th governor of the state. He was also endorsed by President Trump before he made his official announcement in late February. First Lady Casey DeSantis has also been rumored to be another candidate, but has not made an official announcement as of yet. The Florida gubernatorial general election will be held November 3rd, 2026.
And the search for five people missing at sea is suspended. The Coast Guard announced yesterday it's called off the search. The five people were from a suspected failed smuggling attempt that left the Bahamas on Friday. Homeland Security says there are two women from Haiti, one from Jamaica, and a man from the Dominican Republic, and a man from the Bahamas. They went missing Saturday about 30 miles off of St. Lucie Inlet. Four others were rescued Sunday by an Air Station Miami air crew.
Sales tax holidays coming up. Saving money for entertainment, workers needing tools, parents shopping for back-to-school items, and Floridians preparing for the dreaded hurricane season. The savings, beginning at about 48 days, the disaster preparedness tax holiday, June 2nd through 15th, the Freedom Month holiday, July 1st through 31st, back-to-school tax holiday, August 1st through 10th, the skilled worker tax holiday, August 29th through September 7th, and hunting season's tax holiday, set to go September 15th through October 19th.
And Rick Scott, behind an effort he says will safeguard national security. He announced yesterday, of course, that he and a couple of fellow Republicans are introducing the Military Installation Retail Security Act. What that does is it bans the Defense Department from authorizing, renewing, or extending long-term retail agreements with companies with ties to foreign adversaries. So, as examples, Scott lists countries like China, Russia, Iran, and North Korea.
Okay, the Trump administration's crackdown on colleges and universities continues. Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis spoke today over at PSC on a House bill that would stop government officials from making administrative decisions at state universities. Governor DeSantis.
They even write in this legislation that the governor and the governor's office can have no communications involving who gets selected to be university presidents. Imagine that. They bring some communist in to be the president of a university, and I'm just supposed to sit there and twiddle my thumbs? That's not how I roll.
Okay, just to put it in here, Representative Michelle Saltzman's House bill, it is 1321, which set term limits for state university board of trustees and prevent the Florida governor from discussing or promoting a vacancy. DeSantis calls the bill, make universities woke again.
Well, speaking of Florida universities, several Florida students may have to leave the country. FSU officials confirmed yesterday that three students had their visas revoked by the federal government, and apparently eight UF students had the same fate. There's no word on why the visas were revoked, but statewide, the Times-Herald reports that at least 29 student visas across the state have dealt with this issue.
519 News Radio 92.3. Boy, this is Lucille Ball. You say, Lucy, you got a lot of explaining to do.
Right.
Well, there's a woman accused of illegally selling human bones. She's got a lot of explaining to do. Here's Lilia Wu.
A Florida woman, police say, was buying and selling human bones on Facebook Marketplace and in her shop, has been arrested and charged with trading in human organs and tissue, a second-degree felony. Kimberly Shopper's business partner, who faces pending arrest, saying they were unaware selling human bones was prohibited in Florida. Police began looking into their Orange City store, Wicked Wonderland, back in 2023, after a tip which included images from their Facebook page, which advertised various human bones for sale, complete with pricing information, such as a rib bone for $35 or partial skull for $600. Police confiscated the remains, which Shopper said were protected by Florida law, as educational models. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
I didn't know that you couldn't sell what remains of this random dead guy just on the fly.
I want to know what you're doing with the skeleton head.
What are you doing with those things? Yeah, what are you doing with it? But also, yeah, like, I didn't know I could sell it. You couldn't even pay me to pretend to be that stupid.
Oh, there's always something for sale.
I guess.
Price on everything.
520 here. We'll take
even
a quick break.
Skull.
And that sounds like a threat.
I know.
In a few minutes here, we'll touch on some of the biggest stories happening across the nation today, right here on Pensacola Right Now, News Radio 92.3.
Here's today's Strength for Life.
As Christians, we make much of Jesus' efficacious death through crucifixion, and we make much of his resurrection from the grave, and we should. However, a major moment in the life of Christ that's often overlooked is his ascension. After all, Christ's ascension is his coronation, his exaltation, his enthronement. It signifies mission accomplished and job well done. At his ascension, Jesus is once again seated at the right hand of God the Father, and his enemies become his footstool. On the day that Jesus ascended, two promises were made. Jesus promised that the Holy Spirit would come, and indeed he did powerfully in Acts chapter 2. Secondly, one of the angels promised that Jesus would return in the same way that he was received up into heaven. The ascension is important because it is a reminder that Jesus is coming again, and as Christians, we say with John the Revelator, "Even so, Lord Jesus, come quickly."
For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Is your business, church organization, civic group, school, or other nonprofit organization having a fundraiser or other community event? Let News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 help you spread the word. Send us your information to be presented on our Here's What's Happening weekly announcements. We look forward to hearing from you. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about the city's efforts to turn Martin Luther King Jr. Drive and Davis Highway back into two-way streets from one-way streets. The rise of fake employee applications involving AI, you can't tell who somebody is, and then they get inside your company and they can plant malware. And the psychology behind OnlyFans and strip clubs and why men pay so much money for the illusion of intimacy. You can catch all those podcasts at newsradio923.com. So you're getting ready to sell your house and you've got everything figured out and you're on the verge of getting a contract and the buyer says, how old is your roof? You say 12 years. And they say, oh, I'm going to need you to replace that. Do you? They ask you, how old is your water heater? And you say, it's 7 years. And they say, I need you to replace that. Should you? The air conditioner is 10 years old. Do you need to replace that? Because of insurance. The way insurance is working in Florida, these are real things. People can't get insurance, or the insurance rate is dramatically affected by the fact that, for example, the age of these parts of your home. So it used to be you didn't have to think about this stuff. Nowadays, you do. The question is, what's normal? Well, that's why you have a good real estate agent, because your realtor should be able to help you walk through that and say, yes, you should replace that. It's worth the trade-off, or you shouldn't have to replace that, because they know exactly what the market is doing and what is normal. That's why you need a great real estate agent like Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty, 723-9158.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
One time he forgot to fuel up the boat. And it wouldn't be the first time he left his tackle box behind. On one trip he even headed out without his lucky hat. And seems he almost always forgets to wear his sunscreen. But he never forgets to wear the one thing that could save his life. Life jackets save lives. Wear it, Florida.
Visit myfwc.com for more information.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
All righty, getting another quick check of the roads and weather for you here. We do have some backups on 9 Mile. This is going to be if you are traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. Also have some on Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. And on I-10, traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. Last but not least, North Davis Highway. If you're traveling northbound towards I-10, we've got some backups there. But also, if you're trying to get onto North Davis from the I-110 off-ramp, we do have some backups in that area. No accident or anything, just slightly worse congestion than usual. As for the weather, 79 degrees, low of 53 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 76, low of 56.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Okay, stocks ending down amid more concerns about President Trump's trade war. Hillary Barsky has your numbers.
A choppy trading session with stocks ending lower as investors remain concerned about President Trump's trade policies. Financials were among the biggest gainers following continued strong earnings from big U.S. banks. Both Bank of America and Citigroup reported better than expected financial results, partly because of market volatility, which generated more money for their trading businesses. Shares of Bank of America rose nearly 3%, while Citi stock rose 2%. Gold climbed near record levels. The Dow winners, Goldman Sachs, American Express and IBM, the Dow decliners, Boeing, Caterpillar, and McDonald's. The Dow falling 156 points, the NASDAQ lower by 8, S&P 500 down 9. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
And a status hearing underway in the case of a Maryland man who is mistakenly deported to El Salvador. His fate seems to be on hinge of a single word. The White House originally said the man who was living in Maryland was mistakenly deported due to a paperwork error. The Supreme Court recently ordered the U.S. government to facilitate facilitate his release, but Attorney General Pam Bondi believes that word facilitate means to remove domestic obstacles. Bondi says the man is definitely a member of MS-13, and it's up to El Salvador to facilitate his release.
527 News Radio 92.3. If you're making that transition from the 110 freeway north over to Davis Highway, it is like real slow go today, so just bring along a little bit of patience. One Wall Street leader, confident the U.S. is going to emerge strong after tariff disputes. Jenny Casola has more on the report.
Citigroup CEO Jane Fraser is upbeat about the U.S. economy. She's looking past the current trade turmoil. Fraser says when all is said and done and longstanding trade imbalances and other structural shifts are behind us, the U.S. will remain the world's number one economy, and the dollar will remain the reserve currency. Fraser says Citi is prepared for a wide variety of macro uncertainties as global trade policy is addressed by the Trump administration and the U.S.'s many overseas trading partners. Citi reported an upbeat start to the year, partly because it made more from trading during market volatility. Jenny Cosella, Fox News.
And another Columbia University student has been taken into federal custody by Department of Homeland Security agents. The lawyer for Mohsen Madawi says that their client was arrested and detained after attending his naturalization interview on Monday. Now, he was born and raised in a refugee camp in the West Bank until 2014 when he moved to the U.S. And he's been a legal resident for the last 10 years, set to graduate from Columbia next month. But he had been an active participant and organizer of the pro-Palestinian demonstrations on Columbia's campus last year.
Well, there's something we kind of felt here. After years of delay, setbacks, and technical failures, Boeing's Starliner spacecraft appears to be on the brink of cancellation. Once meant to rival SpaceX's Crew Dragon, Starliner has struggled to launch a single successful crewed mission. President Trump's considering a pause on auto parts tariffs as production shifts to the U.S. Jeff Manasso has more on this trending story.
President Trump floating a temporary exemption for the auto industry, specifically on auto parts, to give car makers time to adjust their supply chains. The president at the White House Monday saying,
I'm looking at something to help some of the car companies where they're switching to parts that were made in Canada, Mexico, and other places, and they need a little bit of time. Because they're going to make them here.
The president also saying that he has not changed his mind, but that he is flexible, including his recent 90-day pause on tariffs with a 10% baseline for most countries, except China, as those other countries work with the U.S. on new and fair trade deals. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
And since we're talking about the actions of presidents, let's talk about the previous guy. Former President Biden making his first public appearance since leaving the White House. He's speaking at a conference this evening in Chicago. The 82-year-old, one of the keynote speakers at the Advocates, Counselors, and Representatives for the Disabled Conference. And of course, this is Biden's first visit to Chicago since he spoke at the DNC last August.
Yeah, he's actually speaking right now in Chicago. Yep. And looking pretty good, looking pretty healthy right now. Good for him. You got to pull for him. My goodness, what he's been through. Florida Division of Unclaimed Property returning $1.32 million in unclaimed property to local residents last month. I'm giving you a chance here to make some bucks. Statewide, the division returned more than $44 million to unclaimed property. So you think you might have some of those bucks, huh? Just go to floridatreasuryhunt.gov and get yourself some more information.
All right. Good to know. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. When we return, we'll have your sports segment. We've got everything for you. We got President Trump honoring the Navy football team. We've got actually a former NFL tight end passing away. And we got your CBS Sports Minute. All that and more coming up.
News, I'm Tom Graham. President Trump says it's up to China to make a deal on lower tariffs as a trade war between the two world's largest economies continues.
Sharing a statement from President Trump, White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt says as far as trade talks go, the ball is in China's court.
China needs to make a deal with us. We don't have to make a deal with them.
Levitt says the president remains open to a deal with Beijing, but not at the expense of American workers.
Fox's Jared Halpern, a federal judge hearing challenges to the Trump administration's refusal to return a mistakenly deported immigrant, was living in Maryland. Attorney Arena Gandhi is representing Kilmer Abrego Garcia.
We have not brought Kilmer home, but we have been able to at least secure that we will be able to question those involved.
The Trump administration, though, claims he was a member of the MS-13 gang. America's listening to Fox News.
This week at Macy's, use your coupon or Macy's card and get an extra 20% off just in time for Valentine's Day. Save on top of already great deals, like 35 to 55% off dazzling diamonds, gemstones, and more. And sleek handbags and wallets from Kipling, Nine West, Inc., and more top designers, now 25% off. Plus, Star Money bonus days are going on now. Learn more at Macy's.com/StarMoney. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Join Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola this Friday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Dr. Rebecca Gibbons will be here to answer your questions about the many benefits of acupuncture. If you suffer from chronic back pain, neuropathy, or joint pain, or even stress and anxiety, this is a show you will not want to miss. This Friday at 9, with Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
Hey, Pensacola, get ready for a midday delight that'll have you hooked. Weekdays from 11 until 2 on News Radio Pensacola. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins are the dynamic trio that'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud during your lunch break. They dish out the hottest topics, bring you the latest news, and deliver their unique blend of humor and insight that'll have you coming back for more. It's the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show on News Radio Pensacola. 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
It's Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin.
News Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Is that Asia, the band Asia?
Yes.
Something like that. I hadn't heard from them in quite a while, 534. Hope you're having a great afternoon. They just changed the flag colors on me, by the way. And so if you're going to the island, maybe doing some swimming, yellow flags are now flying, which means swim in a protected area, preferably by the towers, the lifeguard towers or so. But yellow flags are now flying. Let me dig in here and take care of the top three trending stories this afternoon.
Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, newly released surveys are good for Florida Governor DeSantis and Senior Senator Rick Scott. Polling showing DeSantis is at a 54% approval level against 41% disapproval. Scott is at a 48% approval level against a 40% disapproval. Don't forget, Blue Angels 2025 air show practice sessions continue tomorrow from the flight line at the Naval Aviation Museum aboard NAS Pensacola. Arrive early. Westgate at NAS Pensacola will open up at 9 a.m. in the morning. And if you're looking at the marquees today and look at the gas numbers, state average price for unleaded regular, $3.22 per gallon. In Escambia County, a low of $2.68 was posted on East 9 Mile Road, $2.79 in Cantonment, $2.69 in Gulf Breeze proper, and $2.59 at Raceway on Davis Highway.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
And President Trump honoring the Navy midshipman football team in an event at the White House earlier today. Trump presented the team with the Commander-in-Chief's trophy. It's awarded to the team that wins the college football series between Air Force, Navy, and Army. The president said the team showed that they had what it took to be winners and they never stopped fighting. Trump attended the game last December that saw Navy defeat the Black Knights 31-13.
Okay, the WNBA's Dallas Wings have made the first pick in the 2025 draft. Jared Max has more on the story.
The future of the Women's National Basketball Association was drafted into the league last night.
With the first pick in the 2025 WNBA draft, the Dallas Wings select Paige Beckers, University of Connecticut.
Before I was asked about Tex-Mex versus barbecue, I was unfamiliar with the term Tex-Mex, so that's my pick. But Dallas, I'm so excited. Just a new city, a new start, a fresh start, and so I'm excited. Let's get it.
On ESPN, Paige Beckers from the national champion UConn Huskies selected first by the Dallas Wings. She averaged just under 20 points per game this past season. Jared Max, Fox News.
And former NFL tight end Don Hasselbeck is dead at the age of 70. Now, if the name sounds familiar, it's because Hasselbeck is a football family. His son Matt announced his death on social media and said he died of a heart attack. Hasselbeck was drafted by the New England Patriots in 1977, played for the Raiders, Vikings, and Giants before retiring in 85. He won Super Bowl 18 with the Raiders, and his sons Matt and Tim both played quarterback in the NFL.
Okay, the FWC offering those free Hunter Safety Internet completion courses in Molino, Cantonment, Jay, and Milton. The two-day events designed to help students become safe, responsible, and knowledgeable hunters and learn about conservation.
And the case against a man accused of driving drunk and killing NHL star Johnny Gaudreau and his brother is moving forward. Sean Higgins was indicted by a grand jury for the crash that killed the brothers as they rode their bikes alongside a New Jersey roadway back in August. On Tuesday, Higgins' attorneys asked that the indictment be thrown out, claiming their client is being treated unfairly because of Gaudreau's celebrity status as a Columbus Blue Jackets star. The judge denied that request.
537 News Radio 92.3. A female Army Ranger is the first woman to compete in the grueling Best Ranger Comp. Sue Guzman has a report.
Up until 2015, female soldiers were not allowed to be Army Rangers. Now a female Army Ranger, 25-year-old First Lieutenant Gabrielle White, took part for the first time in the annual Best Ranger competition over the weekend at Fort Benning in Columbus, Georgia, with her two-soldier team coming in 14th place overall. This competition exacting. Soldiers are required to move more than 60 miles in 3 days with little rest and included helicopter missions, physical fitness tests, land navigation, weapons qualification, obstacle courses, and more. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
And to wrap up your sports segment, we've got the CBS Sports Minute.
This is your CBS Sports Minute. This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. I don't think the Cleveland Browns or New York Giants should pass on Shedeur Sanders at 2 or 3, but I think both will when it comes to the NFL draft next Thursday. Right now I have Cleveland selecting Travis Hunter and Abdul Carter landing in the Big Apple. Carolina Panthers GM Dan Morgan picking at 8 also recently said he's open to trading down. And with the New Orleans Saints picking at 9, the Browns or Giants try to get a deal done with Carolina to move back up and snag Shedeur, so one of those teams can get the best of both worlds. I'm Zach Gelb.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet, find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Learn more about what we do at woundedwarriorproject.org.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Chris, let's see. Are you a fan of... Actually, I asked you this last hour, so I know you're not, but I'll allow you to explain it again. You a fan of Jimmy Kimmel?
No. Well, as I said last hour, no.
Yeah, I understand why.
And it's because of the politics in comedy, and they're ruining comedy with all the politics.
Well, and that's the thing, that you could argue that that politics does make comedy worse or at least less comfortable. And actually, you could also argue a point that Kimmel himself is now making. He says that liberals, though both sides, I'm sure, are guilty of this, who have viciously attacked comedians over jokes are a big reason why Donald Trump is president. In an interview with Rolling Stone, Kimmel said he thinks a lot of outrage is manufactured, and a lot of these people who seem to be angry aren't really so. The late-night talk show host said that he thinks it's a human nature for everyone to get tired of the person complaining when mostly everybody else is just wanting to laugh and have fun about a situation, and he added that he doesn't think anyone should be canceled over comedy.
Okay, so there I am. I'm paying $50 for a ticket to sit there and be miserable. Does that make any sense to you?
I mean, if you like self-sadisticness, maybe. There's a term for that. I can't remember what it is. But no, I would assume you would not.
No, that's what I'm getting at. You know, I like, if I'm going to go somewhere to be entertained, entertain me. But don't just bombard me with these different left-right type situations.
Yeah, as a sports fan, I can get behind that. I can kind of relate.
All right, 542. Let me kind of shift gears on you a little bit here because the White House task force freezing more money here from Harvard after they said Harvard saying they're not going to comply with a list of demands from the Trump administration in its fight against campus anti-Semitism. Eric Shawn is following the story for us and has the details.
The Trump administration is giving Harvard an F. And now the elite university is the first one to fight back against White House demands that it changes its policies. You know, more than $2 billion in federal funding now put on hold unless Harvard adopts nearly a dozen changes that the Trump administration is demanding. They include reducing the power of faculty and students over policies, reporting foreign students here on visas who violate codes of conduct, teaching different points of view, a demand seen as including conservative issues in the classroom, as well as further addressing anti-Semitism on campus. But Harvard calls the Trump demands illegal and is refusing, saying the move damages research that helps all Americans and tramples on academic freedom.
And a bipartisan group of state attorneys general, led by California's Rob Bonta, urging Congress to address the impact of pharmacy benefit managers, or PBMs, on rising prescription prices. They believe federal laws should prevent PBMs and their parent companies from owning pharmacies, saying that these entities have not fulfilled their role in lowering costs. The attorneys general highlight that CVS Caremark, OptumRx, and Express Scripts control around 80% of prescriptions and often manipulate discounts, which raises medication prices.
Okay, ready for a heavenly light show. That's the way they're framing this. By the way, a heavenly light show dates back more than 1,000 years, begins tomorrow night. Think you're going to enjoy this one? CJ Papa has more on it.
The first recorded sighting of the Lyrids meteor shower was in 687 BC in China. Fast forward 2,719 years to Wednesday night when the skies sparkle. The Lyrids are known for their fast and bright meteors, but they're not as fast or as plentiful as the famous Perseid in August, that from NASA, which adds it can produce as many as 100 meteors seen per hour. The Lyrids meteor shower is space debris burning up in our atmosphere, left over from the comet Thatcher, which was discovered in 1861. It'll be visible from April 16th to April 26th and peak in the pre-dawn hours of April 22nd. Be patient, it takes about 30 minutes for your eyes to adjust to the night sky for the best viewing. CJ Papa, Fox News.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
Alrighty, looking at your roads here. Not too much going on from what I can see. Still got some backups on I-10. This is going to be if you're traveling westbound, passing the I-110 north ramp. Also have maybe some minor issues on Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Though that's looking pretty tame at the moment. Worst looking spots got to be Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard in the Tiger Point area. As for the weather on a local scale, 79 degrees, low of 53 tonight, clear skies. Those clear skies are going to bleed into Wednesday. Sunny, clear, high of 76, low of 56.
Okay, that's the way it's looked local. That's the way it's looking locally. Let's kind of do a national snapshot for you. Winter conditions holding out as long as they can. Meteorologist Adam Klotz has more for us.
Midway through April, and some winter weather is still on the table as lake effect snow is expected from Tuesday night through Wednesday, downwind of the lower Great Lakes. Snow accumulations will range from 4 to 8 inches across upstate New York. Additionally, wind advisories have been issued across portions of the East Coast and Mid-Atlantic. Gusts of up to 50 miles per hour are expected. And finally, from the west coast to the central United States, expect warm weather the next several days. Highs will reach between 15 and 20 degrees above average. However, no daily records are expected to be broken. Adam Klotz, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
Well, today, Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg took the stand for the second day running to defend his company from antitrust allegations made by federal trade commissioners. The FTC believes Meta violated antitrust laws when it acquired Instagram and WhatsApp. I could have said WhatsApp, but I didn't.
Yes, you could have.
Yes, I know. Grady Trimble has more on the latest.
The FTC is making the case that Meta bought them because it perceived them as threats. The FTC showed these internal messages Zuckerberg sent over a two-year period from 2012 to 2014, in which Zuckerberg discusses those competitors, saying about Instagram that it was growing so much faster than us that we had to buy them for $1 billion. People use Meta's platforms to connect with people they know, friends and family, and so they don't consider YouTube and TikTok, for example, to be competitors, because on those platforms, users tend to follow influencers, celebrities, other people that they may not know. But Zuckerberg and his company are disputing that. They strongly believe that they compete with TikTok, YouTube, X.
And United Airlines planning to cut flights this summer as domestic travel demand falls. The Chicago-based carrier said today it plans to trim domestic capacity by about 4% starting in the third quarter. For the first quarter, United posted a $387 million profit while projecting strong demand for premium cabin bookings and international travel. Unit revenue for domestic flights fell nearly 4% from last year during the first quarter.
Changes coming to the New York City waterfront. FAA issuing an emergency order in regards to the charter company involved in last week's chopper crash in New York City. Ted Lidner has more from NYC.
The sightseeing helicopter company New York Helicopter Charter has been grounded by the FAA just days after the tragic crash that killed five tourists from Spain, as well as the pilot. Regulators say the company fired its operations director just minutes after he agreed to suspend flights during the investigation. He'd agreed on Sunday to voluntarily halt flights while the crash was being investigated. Just minutes after the halting, the company's chief executive sent a separate email to the FAA saying he did not authorize the halt. The chopper broke apart midair before crashing into the Hudson River Thursday. The NTSB has recovered key rotor parts from the river as they work to figure out what went wrong. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
And, you know, I was just talking about airports, so why not keep with that theme? The list of the 10 busiest airports in the world is out, and Atlanta holds on to the top spot yet again. Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International is number one, according to the Airports Council International World's rankings. It had over 108 million passengers last year. That's a 3% jump from 2023. Other U.S. airports making the list include Dallas-Fort Worth at number three, Denver at number six, and Chicago's O'Hare at the eighth spot.
All right, with artificial intelligence expanding at a breakneck speed, powering it is powering the whole thing, hot topic. I'm gonna make sure I got that right for you.
All righty.
Kelly Sabarini has more for us.
Fox on Tech.
The World Nuclear Association announced that Amazon, Google, and Meta have pledged their support to help triple nuclear capacity around the world by 2050. The U.S. uses a lot of energy. That's because they're the leaders in AI. The U.S. outpaces the next four data center hungry countries combined by nearly 2.5 times as much. Now to natural gas, we spoke to the head of Williams Companies, which transports 1/3 of the country's natural gas. CEO Alan Armstrong tells me, bottom line, it's reliable, and the U.S. has a lot of it.
This urgent need for power has aligned a lot of people around the fact of supporting natural gas, because the big software companies understand the reliability that they need is enormous.
One thing that's clear, we cannot afford to fall behind on artificial intelligence because of its national security implications. With Fox on Tech, Kelly Saberi, Fox Business.
And you know what? Since we're talking about artificial intelligence here, OpenAI apparently getting into the social media game. That's according to The Verge, which reports that it's in the early stages of development and would be based on ChatGPT's image generation. Whether the network would be a separate app or be a part of ChatGPT is unclear, but this comes after ex-owner Elon Musk made a bid to purchase OpenAI for around $97 billion earlier this year, a proposal that was later declined.
Just a few moments ago, you were talking about United Airlines. I kind of want to piggyback on your story here. A federal lawsuit accuses the Friendly Skies operator, United Airlines, and its Arizona-based flight school of fraud this afternoon. Christian Goodwin is following the story for us.
At least 29 former student pilots accuse United Airlines and its school, United Aviate Academy, of falsely promoting a training program to help them become commercial pilots after a year. The lawsuit alleges the school claimed to have an enrollment cap of 325 students to ensure sufficient resources, but instead had 380 enrolled in March of 2024, leading to a shortage of aircraft and teachers. Some plaintiffs alleging they were wrongly expelled for taking too long to advance and were left with tens of thousands of dollars in debt. United not commenting on the suit itself, but explaining in a statement it has the highest confidence in the rigorous curriculum and flight training program, adding it is proud of the school's hundreds of graduates. Kristen Goodwin, Fox. Fox News.
Thank you very much. Now it's time for Your Money Now.
I'm Chad Robinson with Your Money Now. Apple's main India suppliers Foxconn and Tata shipped nearly $2 billion worth of iPhones to the U.S. in March. The move came from Apple airlifting devices to help bypass President Trump's impending tariffs, according to federal customs data. The smartphone makers stepped up production in India, chartering cargo flights to ferry 600 tons of iPhones to the U.S. to help with inventory. Sam's Club plans to expedite its expansion by opening roughly 15 stores a year and remodeling all 600 of its existing locations throughout the U.S. Executives there are saying the company is emphasizing a strategy based on improving membership numbers and expanding physical and digital capabilities. On Wall Street, stocks were lower today, with the Dow losing nearly 0.4%. The S&P 500 dropped 9 points, and the NASDAQ was off the pace by 8. That's Your Money Now.
All righty, we're going to take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. When we return in just a couple minutes, we'll get some more frivolous headlines for you, some pop culture notes as we ease you into the end of this 5 o'clock hour right here on News Radio 92.3.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. You've heard me talk about one car dealership in Pensacola, Frontier Motors. At 230 Beverly Parkway. Folks, new cars lose 11% of their value the second you drive them off the lot. So for years, Frontier Motors has been saving Pensacola residents thousands of dollars by getting them into the best previously owned vehicles. And thousands of people have enjoyed Frontier Motors' no hassle, no pressure experience. Just the best slightly used vehicles in town at a fair price. But don't take my word for it. Look around, and you'll start noticing all the Frontier Motors decals and tags. They're everywhere. So, if you're in the market for a vehicle, do yourself a favor and see the friendly folks and the huge inventory at Frontier Motors. You can't miss them. Just look for the big buffalo on the lot. That's Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey said hey.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the FHSAA and the Florida Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk, mornings at 9, right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All the news updates within 30 minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
One final check of the roads and weather for you this hour. Not too much going on. Typically, that appears to be the case this time every afternoon. We do have some minor backups on Highway 90 if you're traveling eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard, and on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards that same area. The main spot you're going to have to look out for, though, is if you are traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway. This is going to be passing Windhaven Beach, heading in the direction of Highway 87. We had a crash reported there earlier this hour that is still causing heavy backups. As for the weather, sitting at around 79 degrees. It's going to be a low of 53 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be a nice day as well. Sunny, clear, high of 76, low of 56.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Okay, 5:56 News Radio 92.3. Former Fleetwood Mac member Stevie Nicks hitting the road with some big stops. And The Who, National Pinball Wizard Musical, has been pushed back. I believe this has to do with Roger Daltrey's illnesses. Maybe Monica DeLuca will touch on this. Here's Fox Rocks.
Fox rocks.
I'm Monica DeLuca.
Just like the wide winger.
Stevie Nicks is hitting the road, announcing a new solo tour. It begins August 12th in Massachusetts, making stops in Minnesota, Ohio, South Carolina, Florida, Arizona, Oklahoma, and more. Just days before her kickoff performance, Nicks will play MetLife Stadium in New Jersey with Billy Joel. The national tour of the Broadway revival of The Who's Tommy has been delayed by a year. The new launch date for the tour is fall 2026. The Who's Tommy features music and lyrics by Pete Townsend of The Who and a book by Townsend and Des Makanoff, with the two updating their original 1993 Broadway staging that played 900 performances. No reason was given for the delay, and casting has not yet been announced. That's Fox Rocks on Fox News.
In jury selection has started today in the sex crimes retrial of former movie producer Harvey Weinstein in NYC. A different jury convicted Weinstein in 2020, but the conviction was overturned because of the way witnesses were handled. In the retrial, Weinstein is facing one count of rape and two counts of criminal sexual acts connected to alleged incidents involving an actress in a hotel room, a production assistant, and another woman who was not part of the original case. Weinstein denies wrongdoing.
I get a chance to watch the Gutfeld show on Fox, on the Fox network. I think it's a hoot to watch this guy. Anyway,
it's a hoot and a half.
Greg Gutfeld is now going to be hosting a new game show. Oh, yes. Michelle Polino has an explanation.
Fox News' Greg Gutfeld will host a new game show for Fox Nation titled What Did I Miss? Focusing on four people who were whisked away and placed in complete isolation following President Trump's January 20th inauguration. 90 days later, these people come out of their cocoons, and before learning what occurred, they will be the first contestants on the show. Gutfeld will present to them both real and fake headlines, and they will have to guess what happened and what didn't. The show will see a panel of regulars that include Kat Timpf and Jamie Lissau. It'll air on Fox Nation May 12th. Gutfeld is one of the hosts of The Five and hosts his own 10 p.m. Eastern program, Gutfeld. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And also, Lil Nas X, he's a rapper, for those who are not aware, he says he's okay after, as scary as this sounds, losing control of the right side of his face. The rapper shared a video of himself in a hospital bed on social media, showing himself being unable to fully smile. He posted updates to his Instagram story after fans left concerned comments on the video. He told fans to stop being sad for him and that he's going to look funny for a little bit, but that's it. This morning, he said his smile is getting a little better and also shared a video of him roller skating.
Yeah, I was going to do that story, but I couldn't pronounce the guy's name.
Yeah, Lil Nas X.
I didn't know what.
You could say Nas, I think, Lil Nas X.
Probably, but I would have probably messed it up anyway. A legal setback for two New Hampshire fathers who opposed transgender females playing in girls' sports after they wore pink wristbands marked XX on school grounds. Tom Rigotti.
Fathers Kyle Fellers and Anthony Foote sued the Bow School District north of Manchester in September when they were barred from school grounds for wearing the wristbands to a soccer game. There was a transgender girl playing on the opposing team. A federal judge has ruled the ban will remain in effect while the case moves forward, saying adults attending high school athletic events do not enjoy First Amendment protection to convey messages that demean, harass, or harm students. But the plaintiff's lawyer argues the school district is discriminating against the fathers based on viewpoint. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
Pensacola beachgoers, get those updated alerts on surf and beach conditions. Just text PB Flags to 888-777 and be informed before you hit the beach.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.